Matt Johnson with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Bethany Lutheran here in the UMAC tournament. And I'm now joined by senior Briley Colligan. And Briley, thanks for joining us. The second time we've actually talked to you this year. I feel like we're getting a bit of a treat here talking to you for a second time this year. Always a pleasure, of course, to talk with you. I guess, you know, the biggest question and the first thing that you always have to ask a senior on their last home game, regardless of what happens, is I know there's going to be a lot of emotions, there's some nerves involved in it, but just give us a sense overall, before we start talking about that side of it, where you think the team is at. You guys had a long road trip this last weekend, you played four matches, three of them went five, another one went four, so you guys did not have any easy matches down there, to say the least. And it was a long trip to Milwaukee, but back in your home gym, just give us a sense on where you think the team is at here after that long weekend in Milwaukee.
We definitely had a long weekend in Milwaukee, but I think we're ready to play. We know it's crunch time now, and it's pretty much do or die, so we know that we need to come out with everything we have and play how we know how to play volleyball. And I am very confident that we can take this game tonight.
Obviously, it's a team that you guys have seen before. You beat them in three straight earlier in the year, so that's got to give you some confidence as well. But, you know, it's always, like I said, a little bit of a different situation in the postseason. I mean, regular season games is one thing. Postseason is a completely different ballgame. But you being a senior, you know, being your final home match, just give us a sense on how you feel like your Yellow Jacket career has kind of come up to this moment. Because 4 years, it seems like at the beginning it goes pretty slowly. You've got some extra time, but now it kind of hits you a little bit. And I know we talked a little bit off air about that. So what are you anticipating from the emotional side of it here tonight?
It's definitely bittersweet. It's been a great career. I mean, I've been here for 4 years, and I have met a lot of people, great coaches throughout the 4 years. It's hard kind of like thinking about like this being my last home game, but I am like excited that I get another opportunity to play at home, because I thought a couple weeks back was my last home game. So it's bittersweet. It's exciting. It's going to be hard definitely putting on like the jersey for the last time and like playing in my home court and whatnot, but I'm excited and yeah.
Well, that kind of leads me to my next question. Obviously you're playing Bethany Lutheran again. This is the final home match, but not necessarily the final match of your career. So, you know, like I said, it's a team that you've seen before. You took three straight from them. Pretty dominating performance, actually, the first time you saw this team. Beating them in three straight. Held them to negative hitting for the first two sets, which was really impressive. What's going to be the biggest key for you guys to come out and kind of duplicate that performance here tonight in a tournament game against the Vikings?
Our biggest thing is going to have to be coming out and playing our game and not letting the fact that we beat them in three before let us think that they're not a good team, because they are a good team and we know they can play well. So we just need to play to our highest top level and not at all sink down to their game.
All right, Briley. Well, thanks for the time. It's been a joy getting to know you over the years, and this will be the last time we talk to you on the air. So good luck, and again, thanks for joining us for the pregame show here tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
That was outside hitter, senior, Briley Colligan. I'll be right back with the key players for tonight's match and then the opening serve between the Yellow Jackets and the Vikings right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Volleyball on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.